Some of those storms could have heavy rainfall and gusty wind. For tonight, maybe a shower or two, and we'll drop into the upper 60s and breezy. Mostly sunny for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the low to mid 80s. This is KRVS, meteorologist Steve Hamilton.
Support for KRVS comes from HomeBank, helping the fixer-upper homeowner achieve their renovation dreams through HomeBank's one-time close construction loan. Learn more at home24bank.com. HomeBank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Support comes from the Louisiana Seafood Promotion and Marketing Board. Louisiana is the nation's second largest seafood supplier and produces 850 million pounds of seafood annually. Shrimp, crab, crawfish, oysters, finfish, and alligator all come fresh from Louisiana waters. More information on Louisiana's bounty of seafood for restaurants and homes can be found at louisianaseafood.com. That's louisianaseafood.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. After 11 days of fighting, Israel and Hamas are now in day one of a ceasefire. Now the work of recovery is underway while the truce is still holding. Many citizens in Israel can start resuming normal activities that were on hold during a barrage of attacks from Hamas. Thousands of rockets were fired at Israel. Some fell inside Gaza, others were intercepted, but rockets did get through and struck homes and synagogues. NPR's Daniel Estrin reports on what Palestinians in Gaza are facing today from a week and a half of heavy Israeli bombardment.
They face medical needs. We're talking about over 1,700 people wounded, according to Gaza officials. 1,800 homes and apartments totally destroyed. Huge damage to sewage, roads, water pipelines, electricity, industrial facilities, and don't forget COVID. Their only testing lab stopped working. One of their top COVID doctors was killed.
NPR's Daniel Estrin reporting. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention is holding steady in its decision to drastically relax its guidelines on facial coverings. NPR's Windsor Johnson reports at the same time the agency is also addressing concerns from people who remain hesitant about ditching their masks during a pandemic.
CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says people need to move at their own pace when it comes to wearing masks, both indoors and outdoors.
It's going to be hard to get back to life as we knew it without these masks, and we're going to do so dipping our toe in the water. If you are vaccinated, there is no shame, no problem in continuing to wear your mask.
The CDC continues to report a decline in the number of new coronavirus infections. The U.S. is reporting nearly 28,000 cases per day, a 19% drop from the previous seven-day average. But the agency warns that number will only continue to go down if the current rate of vaccinations keeps up. Windsor Johnston, NPR News, Washington.
Authorities in Nevada say at least 16 people may have contracted hepatitis linked to a bottled water company that's under federal investigation. From member station KNPR in Las Vegas, here's Nicole Robinson Carroll.
The Southern Nevada Health District reported five new probable cases and one suspected case of acute non-viral hepatitis on Thursday, including a woman in her 60s who died from complications of liver failure in November 2020. Officials say the only common link between the cases is exposure to Real Water brand alkaline water. The FDA began investigating the Real Water Company in March and urged people and businesses not to use the products. Real Water says it voluntarily recalled its products in March, and the company's president has agreed to submit a recall plan to the Justice Department. The federal government was granted a permanent injunction Wednesday against the company. For NPR News, I'm Nicole Robinson Carroll in Las Vegas.
It's NPR News. The European Union has taken another step toward resuming tourism in the bloc with the approval of a digital certificate system displaying a traveler's status related to the coronavirus. Terry Schultz reports the plan is slated to go into effect July 1st.
The digital pass will carry a QR code that tells whether a person is vaccinated, has recovered from COVID-19, or has a recent negative test. It's designed to eliminate the requirement for quarantine and additional testing when these travelers cross national borders. Justice Commissioner Didier Reynders says the quick agreement between the EU institutions reflects a common understanding of the importance of free travel. Reynders says the EU wants to ensure European citizens can move around more easily within the bloc while being protected from health risks due to COVID-19. Officials say talks are also moving ahead well on linking digital passes issued by European authorities to those issued by other countries, such as the United States. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz in Brussels.
Thailand's recruiting 6 Labrador retrievers in the country's coronavirus testing campaign. Veterinary researchers at a Bangkok university say the dogs have been trained to pick up a unique scent in the sweat of people infected with coronavirus. They're hoping the canine super smellers will be helpful in areas where new clusters of infections are emerging, such as crowded slum communities and large markets. U.S. federal health officials have said it's possible for a dog to become infected, but the risk of them spreading coronavirus to people is very low. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive Insurance with the Name Your Price tool, offering a range of coverage and price options to choose from. Now that's Progressive. More at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
It's 6 minutes after the hour of 12 noon. You are tuned into the final hour of the Blues Box here on KRVS. Do stay tuned at 1 o'clock, though, for more good music on American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. And, of course, we have more news coming up at 4 p.m. on All Things Considered from NPR. We start off this hour with music from Robert Cray. He really caught his stride in the mid-1980s. He had been, his first album was in the 70s, and he's been a forerunner in the blues for a long time now. From a disc called Nothing But Love that came out in 2012, here's Robert Cray with Won't Be Coming Home.
As her car pulls out the driveway and she don't wave goodbye, her last words echo in my mind. Listen, honey, I gotta get away. I'm standing here watching her tail lights as if there's some kind of sign into a memory. I just got tired of trying. So long, I hate to see you go. So I save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? Later, I get a letter, a picture of a room in some hotel, sitting framed up on the table, a picture I know so well. You painted yourself into a corner, now you're trying to paint something new. And your lipstick on the letter is a goodbye kiss from you. So long, I hate to see you go, but I'll save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? Still set the table, still set it for you and me. It's become a habit, my only
but I save my tears for later on down the road. How come I keep on holding on, knowing you won't be coming home? So long, I hate to see you go, but I save my tears for later on.
You need a nurse to take those aches away. Miss Fred is gonna fix ya. Miss Fred is gonna fix ya. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix ya. I'll fix you up fine. I'll take you in. Look after you. You'll be a new man. With me, baby. Is everything gonna be all right? With me anytime. It'll be all right. Morning, noon, and night, sugar. You come home tired, been working all day. You need a nurse to take those aches away. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. I said I would, honey. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. Uh-huh. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. We'll fix you up. We'll fix you up fine. Leave your troubles behind. Let me ease your mind. Miss Fred is gonna fix you. We'll fix you up fine.
Miss Freddie from a disc called Lady of the Blues that came out in 2017. She has been working mainly around the West Virginia, Pennsylvania area for some years now. She was preceded by the Robert Cray Band. We heard Robert Cray opening up the final hour of the blues for us, blues box for us here this Friday here on KRVS with a number from the disc Nothing But Love. Again, that came out in 2012. He did a piece called Won't Be Coming Home. Cray's blues, when he surfaced in the 1980s, he dealt with a lot of sort of contemporary issues of contemporary sensibilities and just a very sort of a very modern, soul-drenched blues sound, a really, really fine performer and arranger. We have music next from a new disc called One Eye Open by Cat Dancer. She's from Edmonton in Canada, and this disc was a pandemic product, so different parts of it were recorded all over the place. Here is Cat Dancer with an interesting little New Orleans-flavored number called Frenchman Street Shake.
party's rolling every night. Blues are riffing tight, and they just shake, shake, shake on Frenchman Street. Shaking out them Creole blues, shaking out them slow drag too. Shake them down to your feet on Frenchman Street. Shake them down to your feet on Frenchman Street.
I've been living, baby, at the corner of heartache and pain. I've been living, baby, at the corner of heartache and pain. Just like a knife.
corner of heartache and pain. Oh, yes, I am.
From 2014, that was Venice Thomas with a number called A Corner of Heartache and Pain from her disc Blues for My Father. Her father was Rufus Thomas, famous blues and R&B personage out of Memphis, Tennessee. Before we heard Venice Thomas, we heard Cat Dancer from her new disc, One Eye Open. She did a number for us called Frenchman Street Shake. We're going to turn next here on KRVS to Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson. He started playing with the Muddy Waters Band as a guitarist back in 1972. Stayed with Muddy until 1980 or so. We're going to listen to him do a rendition of Rufus Thomas's most famous tune, Walking the Dog. Thomas released that one back in 1963. It got to number 10 on the Billboard Top 100 chart and remained on the chart for like 14 weeks. Once again, Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson on guitar and vocals here on KRVS with Walking the Dog.
Black, silver burning up in Frisco and that low down Santa Fe. Yeah, I mean old Frisco and that low down Santa Fe. Yeah, now they take my babe away, Lord, and pull back after me. Well, my mother, she told me, and my father told me too. Yes, my mother, she told me, and my father told me too. Now, yeah, that woman grin in your face, Lord, she ain't no friend of you. Lord, I ain't got no special rider here. Lord, I ain't got no special rider here. And I'm gonna leave, I'm gonna leave, Lord, I know you don't feel my care. Well, I'm standing, Lord, Lord, looking, watching that sun whistle blow. Yes, I'm standing there looking, watching that sun whistle blow. Well, if she didn't get the serving, Lord, where did the woman go? I don't know, man.
Muddy Waters Band from 1980 and from the album King Bee. That was Muddy's last studio album. A lot of people on this particular disc. Muddy, of course, on vocals and slide guitar. Johnny Winter also on guitar and slide guitar. Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, Bob Margolin on guitars, Jerry Portnoy on blues harp, Calvin Jones on bass, Charles Calmazzi also on bass on some tracks, Pine Top Perkins on piano, Willie Big Eye Smith on drums. And that, of course, a number called Mean Old Frisco Blues, a number written by Arthur Crudup. Crudup in the 40s had recorded That's All Right, Mama, which ended up being Elvis Presley's big first Big Sun Records hit. Before hearing the Muddy Waters Band, we heard Luther Guitar Jr. Johnson, which was on this last disc. Johnson, though, doing a rendition of Walking the Dog, the old Rufus Thomas tune. Next year on the Blues Box, we're going to turn to Buddy Guy. Buddy Guy hit Chicago back in 1957. He'd come up from Baton Rouge, and he was befriended by Muddy Waters. Muddy helped him, gave him some entrees into clubs and that sort of thing. From December 7th of 1961, here's Buddy Guy here on KRVS with Otis Spann on piano. Buddy Guy doing a number for us called Stone Crazy.
Thank you. weather suits my clothes. Y'all should not have been around in this big city so long, man. Ooh, tell I almost done froze.
Stone Crazy. Once again, Buddy Guy, recorded back in December of 1961, recording for Chess Records at this point in time. He had, in the later 50s, mid to late 50s, was recording for Cobra Records and ended up being one of the architects of that West Side sound of Chicago blues. Really stinging guitar licks, gospel-inflected vocals. At the time, a very interesting and modern sound. Still holds up very well. Buddy Guy. Next year on KRVS, we're going to turn to John Hammond. He's been making great blues since the 1960s. We're going to turn to a disc he had out back in 1992. The name of the disc is Got Love If You Want It, which, of course, is a Slim Harpo number. We're going to listen to John backed up by the band Little Charlie and the Nightcats with Charlie Beatty on guitar. Of course, John Hammond's also on guitar. And on this track, Rick Estrin on blues harp, Brad Sexton on bass, Dobie Strange on drums. Here is John Hammond here on KRVS doing Maddie May.
Standing on the corner, looking out across the way. Yes, I was, baby. I was standing on the corner, looking out across the way. I met a lady early that old morning, and she said her name was Maddie May. Well, I asked the lady, was she married? No, but I got a special friend, I know. But I asked the lady, was she married? She said, no, but I got a special friend. Well, honey, I don't mean to be embarrassing, but could you possibly cut me? All together different, you know.
change your mind and go my way. Go my way.
When you leave with your money, please don't lose your mind. When you leave with your money, please don't lose your mind. When you lose your woman, please don't fool with mine. Are you married men, how to keep your wives at home? Are you mad men, how to keep your wives at home? Get your job and roll for the man and try to carry your labor home. Try to carry your labor home. Are you mad women, how to keep your husband at home? Are you mad women, how to keep your husband at home? Take care of your husband's labor and let these single boys alone. Make a single woman creed about a married man. What make a single woman creed about a married man? 'Cause he wakes hard all the time, he puts money in her hand. Make a mad woman so creed about a single man. Make a mad woman crazy about a single man. 'Cause the husband might lay down and die and raise that fella to her hand. Let me tell you, men, what these mad women will do. Let me tell you, boys, what these mad women will do. You will get your money, she will care a cup to you. Tell you this, men, ain't gonna tell you nothing else. Tell you this, men, ain't gonna tell you nothing else. Man's a fool if he thinks he got a whole woman by himself.
Blind Willie Reynolds also recorded this under the name of Blind Joe Reynolds, and it's believed his real name was Joe Shepherd, originally from North Louisiana. He recorded this piece back in Grafton, Wisconsin, back in November of 1930 from Memphis session in 1930. He did another session in Grafton, Wisconsin for Paramount back in 1929. A number he calls Married Woman Blues, another recording of it. He had called it Outside Woman Blues, and of course that was the name under which the band Cream recorded it and issued it on their 1967 album Disraeli Gears, and that brought a lot of fame to Blind Joe Reynolds. Otherwise, he was quite an obscure figure in the blues, but nevertheless interesting. Blinded by a shotgun blast, he lost a gunfight one night, I think it was in Arkansas, and thereafter was blind, but it's said that he was still a fair pistol shot, so even with that disability. Anyway, interesting song, interesting guitar style. We heard John Hammond just before hearing Blind Joe Reynolds, Blind Willie Reynolds, Joe Shepherd. We heard John Hammond from the disc Got Love If You Want It, doing a number called Maddie May. Next year on KRVS, we're going to listen to Alberta Hunter from March of 1935. Thank you.
It's a long, long story. Do you want to hear it? Say yes, 'cause I want to tell it anyhow. Now I've got a man trained to my hand, and I think I'm through hunting now. 'Cause what I'm telling you is private, and I hope it'll be kept that way. No, he's not new, 'cause I'm number two, and that is why I say he's been used but not abused, and I choose not to lose that second-handed man of mine. Now he's kind of worn and he's slightly torn, and still I've sworn not to loan that second-handed man of mine. Ah, you talk about promotions. That baby's made the grade, and how. He used to be, you know, just my extra man. Ah, but he's on regular now. He's kind of bold, and he likes to scold. But folks, he brings salvation to my soul. I'm talking about that second-handed man of mine. This man I'm talking about is like a pipe, you know, nice and ripe. Yes, in age, and he's just the type. I'm talking about that second-handed man of mine. Now, he ain't no beaut, but he's kind of cute. And he plays music, but not a flute. I'm still talking about that second-handed man of mine. Ah, this baby's all the flavors. There ain't none after him. Of course, I'm kind of fickled, 'cause I said the self-same thing when I first met Sonny Jim. Now he's not too fat, kind of tight like that. And he's just like Babe Ruth at a bat. I'm raving about that second-handed man of mine. That ought to get it.
There people call me Mama Tree Top, 'cause I'm slender and tall. But when I get ready to get my ashes hauled, I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that, because it satisfies my worried mind. I've got a range in my kitchen. I've got a strict rule. When it gets too I want my oven to cool. I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that, because it satisfies my worried mind. You can drink my liquor, wear my clothes, but when it comes time of spinning my dough, I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that, because it satisfies my worried mind. You can milk my cow, use the cream, but when it comes to loving me, that will be in a dream. I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that, because it satisfies my worried mind. Now keep a churning till the butter comes. Thank you. I let my daddy do that. I let my daddy do that. They called it daddy's mind, my worried mind.
From 1934, that was Hattie Hart, backed up by Alan Shaw and Willie Borum on guitars. Hattie Hart with I Let My Daddy Do That. She had another fair hit with a number called Coldest Stuff in Town. She had worked out of Memphis. She worked first with a Memphis jug band, recorded with them back in 1928. Interesting blues lady, as was Alberta Hunter, whom we heard just before Hattie Hart. We heard Alberta Hunter from March of 1935, recorded in New York City doing a number called Secondhand Man. She was a very sophisticated singer, ended up with a lot of the blues women of the 1920s. Their careers died out with the death of vaudeville and with the Depression. Not so with Alberta Hunter, and she retired on and off a couple of times. She retired and actually revived her singing career in the 1970s while she was in her early 80s. And that about does it for this edition of the Blues Box here on KRVS. I'm Raoul Breaux. I'd like to thank you for tuning in today. I'd like to invite you to stay tuned. We have more good music coming your way in just a few minutes on the program American Roots, hosted by Nick Spitzer. And after Nick, do stay tuned for Roger Cash at 3 p.m. with Freetown Radio. This is KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette and Lake Charles, a public service of the University of Louisiana at Lafayette, and programming on this station made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and by listeners like you, to whom we would like to say thanks. We'll be back next Friday morning, right after Morning Edition, with another Blues Box to take us on up towards American roots. Here's New Orleans blues harp player Johnny Sansone from a disc called Watermelon Patch with a piece called Quagmire.
Rue Brothers, Cody Winters, and Danny Hiltz with Japan Jukebox. New episodes air every Monday night at 11 p.m. with an encore every Saturday at 3 a.m. Only on listener-supported KRVS.
Support for KRVS comes from LUS Fiber, recently awarded a $3.1 million grant for the expansion of 100% all-fiber broadband into rural Acadiana. The grant will fund the expansion of LUS Fiber's network into portions of Lafayette, St. Martin, and Iberia parishes. For more information on how you can get fiber into your home or business, visit lusfiber.com.
Listen to music from the land of the rising sun with Japan Jukebox, Monday at 11 p.m. and Saturday at 3 a.m., only on KRVS.
You're listening to KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette, Lake Charles.